This is the Lift Up Jesus podcast featuring Apostle David L. Smith, live from the Blessed Assurance Church, one church in two locations, 1900 Lane Street, Kannapolis, North Carolina, 28083, or 918 East Main Street, Rock Hill, South Carolina, 29730. Listen to hear a preached word of God from the man of God.
If you love God, come on, give him a hand clap. Amen. Amen. Come on and bless the Lord. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him. Father, we give you praise. Every head bow. Father, once again, we just love you. We praise you, first of all, because you're God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, God of Jacob. We thank you for life, health, and strength. And Father, once again, we're so grateful, we're so appreciative that we have the opportunity to come and worship you. And Father, we pray for the sick and shut in. We pray for the bereaved family. But God, we pray most of all for that lost soul that you save him for his everlasting too late. And God, once again, I must continue to decrease while you increase. Speak through these lips of clay. We give you praise. We give you honor because it's done. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Once again, my brother, my sister, if you love God, come on, bless him. Amen. Okay, if you have your Bibles, we're going to look at Colossians, the second chapter, 1 through 10. Colossians, the second chapter, 1 through 10. Please read for me.
For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you.
Listen, Paul talk, read. Paul was an apostle that couldn't go sometime, but he wrote letters. Please read.
And for them at Laodicea.
Uh-huh.
And for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh.
Uh-huh.
That their hearts might be comforted.
That their hearts may be comforted. Read.
Being knit together in love,
uh-huh.
And unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God,
uh-huh.
And of the Father and of Christ.
Please read.
In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
Listen what the book is saying. In God, all things are hidden, the treasures of mystery. Please read.
And this I say,
uh-huh.
Lest any man should beguile you with enticing words.
Uh-huh. So if we are in Christ, that again, in him richly, can nobody come and beguile you, fool you. Amen? Please read.
For though I be absent in the flesh.
Paul said, I'm not here with you, but you have the word in you. Please read.
Yet am I with you in the spirit.
Read.
Joined and beholding your order.
Uh-huh.
And the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord.
Uh-huh.
So walk ye in him.
Please read.
Rooted and built up in him.
Uh-huh.
And established in the faith. As ye have been taught. Abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit.
Listen what Paul is saying. Men will come with all kind of words and try to entice you and try to entice me that what you are reading and maybe what you are doing, according to the word, they'll come and try to entice you and say it's not true. So what Paul is saying, and we have that going on today. Please read.
After the tradition of men.
Uh-huh.
After the root
of. So it ain't God. It's a tradition of men. But not according to what the word have said. You got a lot of folks saying a lot of things. But it's contradicting what the word is saying. Please read.
After the rudiments of the world.
Uh-huh.
And not after Christ.
Now see, when you contradicting what the word is saying, then it's of the world. Now the world is a type of person that don't know Christ as their personal savior. Please read.
For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power.
Come on, bless me, man. I'm going to preach on the subject. People change, but I'm standing in the word with power. People may change, but I'm standing in the word with power. And we've been talking about in a couple of Sundays. See, it's a choice. It's a choice. Now, Matthew 25:24-35 say, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. We ought to praise God for that. God requires a life of holiness found in Romans 12:1-2. Now, holiness is not a denomination. Holiness is a moral purity to be set apart and sanctified to be served by God. Holiness is not a denomination, I say again. That very Bible that you hold that we read and say, without holiness, no man shall see God. Yes, not denominations. You could be whatever denomination you are, long you are holy. Most important thing, God wants every believer to be blessed, but it starts with inside of us. It comes from obedience. Say obedience. For me to receive what God has for me, I must be obedient. Let's look at Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, 1-3. Say, people change. I'm standing in the word with power. And says, it's my choice. People gonna change. But it's your choice which way you don't go. Please read.
And it shall come to pass.
What?
If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord.
Now God was talking to people back in the New Testament, and he's saying today, you got to be obedient. We don't divide the word. A lot of folks say, because that's in the Old Testament. No, 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 no. We can't divide the word. Please read.
To observe and to do all his commandments.
All what?
His commandments.
All his laws. What is written in the Holy Scripture. Not some. Say, but all. Say, so see Jesus. I must do all what the word is required for me to do. Please read.
Which I command thee this day.
Uh-huh.
That the Lord thy God will set thee on high.
Uh-huh.
Above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee.
Now God said, if you obey my word, all these blessings that's in the word, you can have them. You ain't got to beg me. Just obey me. Please read.
And overtake thee if thou shalt.
Not only you'll be, it's going to overtake you. The blessings of God overtake you and me. So if I obey, the blessings of God will overtake me. Come on, give me a glory. Amen. Please read, sister.
If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord.
Now, that's a requirement. You can't do what you want to do. It's a requirement. See, a lot of people think they can want to do anything they want to do, and they think they don't enjoy the blessings of God. It's a requirement that you have to do, that I have to do. Let me tell you, this Bible was written many years ago, but again, it don't change. We cannot come and have a new idea. The word of God is changed. God say, I'm a God and I change not. The word says, I will not take down. We as believers can't take down. And this once apostle will not take down. If the word say it, I'm not going to try to fix it. I'm not going to change it. I'm going to preach it or teach it like it said, not to fit you, not to fit me, but what God is saying. What God has required for you and I to receive the word and enjoy the word so we can stay with him in heaven. Or be with him in heaven. Live with him in heaven. Give me another glory. Come on. Glory. Are you through?
Blessed shalt thou be in the city.
Blessed. I don't care where I go, I'm blessed. I don't care where.
Yes, sir.
So I don't care where I go, I am blessed. If I'm in the country, I am blessed. The word say. Read, sister.
And blessed shalt thou be in the field.
Come on, bless him. Amen. I got excited at that. Look at Psalms 84, 11 through 12 say, people change. I'm standing in the word with power. Psalms 84, 11 through 12.
For the Lord God is a sun and shield.
Uh-huh.
The Lord will give grace and glory.
Read the book.
No good thing will he withhold.
No good thing. If I obey, no good thing will God withhold from me. Say, no good thing. God will withhold from me. Sometimes people think, see, God is not going to give you something that will hurt you. And sometimes people are not satisfied how God has blessed them. Don't you know, my brother, my sister, God can look in the future and we can't. And God tried to tell some of us, you don't need that. And sometimes you keep begging, God, I want it. I want it. I want it. And when you get it, it's a curse because God didn't want you to have it. He's got this sense, I hold no good things for them to walk right. Please read.
O Lord of hosts,
uh-huh.
Blessed is the man that trusted in thee.
Come on, bless him again, amen. Amen. I've been saying this a lot. Saints, you must be alert of false teachers. Today, more than ever. False teachers. It's up to you. It's up to me to study. And you study more than Sunday morning. You ought to study the Bible. You ought to read the Bible daily. Why so you don't be deceived. So when you don't know the word, people can tell you anything. So you won't be deceived. See, a lot of folk got gimmicks now. So you won't be deceived. Let's look at 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. I'm going to look at the 4th verse, my sister, and the 13th verse. 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, the 4th verse, and the 13th verse. When you have it, just please read it.
For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus.
Listen the word. Listen the word. What did it say?
Whom we have not preached.
Listen, Paul. Listen, Paul. Haven't you seen sometime on TV or whatever? I'm Jesus. I'm God. Please read.
Or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received.
Another spirit. Another spirit. Not God's spirit, but another spirit. Please read.
Or another gospel.
Another gospel.
Which ye have not accepted.
Read the book.
Ye might well bear with him.
Read.
For such are false prophets.
Such are false prophets.
Deceitful workers.
Deceitful workers.
Transforming themselves.
Transforming themselves. They look like they say. They act like they say. They got a Bible and they say. But they are of the devil. Yes, sir. If you're not studying and fasting and praying and seeking God, they'll deceive you. Please read.
Into the apostles of Christ.
Let's look at Matthew's. The 24th chapter. 23-28. Say, people change. I'm standing in the word with power.
That if any man shall say unto you,
what?
Lo, here is Christ.
Here is Christ.
Or there.
Up there.
Believe it not.
Believe it what?
Believe it not.
Jesus is coming one way. He ain't coming in no field. Read, sister.
For there shall arise false Christ.
Read the book.
And false prophets.
Read the book.
And shall show great signs and wonders.
Not they false, but they can have a sign. See, this generation today, some of them, give me a sign, I believe you. Please read.
In so much that.
What?
If it were possible.
If it was possible.
They should.
If it was possible. But it's not possible if you got Christ fully in your corner. Say, if it was possible, the devil could fool me. But I know who I believe in. I believe in the Son of the Living God. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. So I ain't playing around. I know who I believe in. I will not take down. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Father, I give you praise. Amen. See, what you believe in, you got to stand up for it. Come on, give me a glory. Glory! Hallelujah. What's working? Is it working a sign and going to hell? Amen, amen. Come on, come on, talk to me. Read a book.
They shall deceive the very elect.
Uh-huh.
Behold, I have told you before.
What?
Wherefore, if they shall say
now
unto you.
Now, say if it was possible, it would feel the very elect. If it was possible, but it can't be so. So if you're part of the elect, you can't be the seed. It might look good. It might seem good. But after a while, the Holy Spirit will kick in and say, something ain't right about that. Some ain't right about that. Some ain't right about that. Please read.
Behold, I have told you before.
Listen.
Wherefore, if they shall say unto you.
What?
Behold, he is in the desert.
He's in the desert.
Go not forth.
Don't go.
Behold, he is in a secret chamber.
He's in a secret chamber.
Believe it not.
Believe it not.
For as lightning cometh out of
this
the
east, way he's coming. Say this is what the book say he's coming. Not in the desert. How you gonna come, sister?
But as the lightning cometh out of
the east. As the lightning come, read.
And shineth even unto the west.
Read the book.
So shall also the coming of the
so
Son.
So shall the Son of Man come. Yes, sir. Boy, that light my spiritual fire, amen. Yes, sir. And you know how quick lightning is. That's how fast he coming. You ain't gonna have time to say, Lord have mercy. So if you're not saved now, you better get right. You don't have time to say, Lord, save me. Because the lightning don't flash in the same place at the same time. Amen. You can't blink your eyes fast enough. There's lightning. Please read, sister.
For wheresoever the carcass is,
uh-huh,
there will the eagles be gathered together.
Come on, bless him, amen. Listen, God has a time to deal with unbelievers. Yes, sir. Amen. I'm proof to you, come on. Let's look at Isaiah. The 20th chapter and the 24th verse. Say, people change. I'm standing in the word with power. Say, it's my choice. Please read, sister. Isaiah 5, 20 through 24.
Woe unto them that call evil good and good.
Woe unto them. Got a lot of folks saying, it's all right. Uh-huh. Don't worry about it. It's all right. And what God says is wrong, it's all right. Don't worry about it. So I'm going to believe what the word say, not what man say. Please read.
That put darkness for light.
Darkness for light.
And light for darkness.
Read that Bible.
That put bitter for sweet.
Read.
And sweet for bitter.
Read a book.
Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes.
Woe unto them. To think you all that. The Bible say woe unto them like you got it all made. And just so far to the left from what the word is saying. But in your own sight, you say, I'm all this. Yeah. But the word said, no, you're not. Yes, I got a time to deal with you. Yes. Please read.
And prudent in their own sight.
Uh-huh.
Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine.
Read.
And men of strength to mingle strong drink.
Oh, read again.
With, Woe unto them.
Woe unto them.
That are mighty to drink wine.
Read.
And men of strength.
Read.
To mingle strong drink.
Oh, read that Bible. Read.
Which justify the wicked for reward.
Okay, read, 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 read.
And take the righteousness of righteous from him. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble, and flame consumeth the chaff.
Uh-huh.
So their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossoms shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel.
Ah, come on, bless God on that. So I'm standing on the word. What the word say, not what people say. Can I get a glory on that?
Glory!
Can I get another glory?
Glory!
Can I get another glory?
Glory!
Never add a take away from the word of God. Just because it seems right. Proverbs, the 14th chapter, the 12th verse, say, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Just because you believe it is all right, it seemed that way to you, but the word is contradicting the way you think it. Glory. Let's look at Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, 1 through 6. Say, people change. I'm standing in the word with power. Say, it's my choice.
Now, therefore, hearken, O Israel,
read,
unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them that ye may live and go in and possess the land,
uh-huh,
which the Lord your God of your fathers giveth you.
Uh-huh.
Ye shall not add unto the word,
uh-huh,
which I command you.
You can't. Read.
Neither shall ye diminish aught from it,
uh-huh,
that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you.
Read that Bible.
Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal-Peor.
Baal-Peor was a pagan god. Read.
For all the men that follow Baal-Peor,
uh-huh,
the Lord thy God has destroyed them from among you.
Read.
But ye did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive,
uh-huh,
every one of you this day.
Listen, my brother, my sister, I don't care how it look, how it seem, what you may be going through. If you hold on to the horns of the altar, if you hold on what this Bible is saying, the Bible say the just shall live by faith. And God say, I have never saw the righteous forsaken his seed beg bread. Eventually, God will bring you out of that dilemma. You might can't see it right now, but hold on. Look at somebody and say, I come too far to turn around. Regardless what it looks like, I'm going to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory. Father, I give you praise in this house. Look at the Bible and say, I don't know when my battle will be over, but by faith, it will come to pass. Come on and bless his name. Come on, give him a hallelujah. Come on, give him a thank you, Jesus. Come on, give him a glory to God. Look at the Bible and say, it can't be this way. All the time, God's grace is still sufficient.
Thank you for tuning in. tuning into the Lift Up Jesus podcast with Apostle David L. Smith. For copies of full messages, visit our website at www.blessedassurancechurch.com. Remember, not only are we the family of God, but we are the Blessed Assurance.